Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Russell Kleingartner and Dr. Tommy Heisler of HASC, Health and Safety Council. We're talking Delta variant, contractor access to plants, how owner-operators are handling vaccination requirements, and other measures for health and safety as it relates to industrial facilities. Hey gentlemen, we thank you so much for sharing some time with BIC today.
Jeremy, thank you for having us today.
So, Russell, let's get into it. You know, what COVID-19 testing trends has HASC and global health seen?
Well, great question, Jeremy. You know, early on, HASC was very fortunate to be deemed an essential workplace. As we know, we've been dealing with COVID-19 for roughly 18 months now, and we started through Global Health Services performing COVID tests in May of 2020. Now, since then, we've done over 30,000 tests. And when you talk about trends in the past 2 weeks, we've seen a substantial increase in testing. In fact, the last 10 days alone, we've done over 1,300 COVID tests. Now, that's 162 that tested positive. When you look at that, that's roughly a positive rate of 13%. Out of those 13% positive rates that we're seeing now with that increase, 3% were from the vaccinated individuals, and roughly 10% were positive from the unvaccinated. Now, this is an interesting correlation when you look at it, because when CDC infection rate increases, it's kind of a leading indicator for us here at HASC that our COVID testing will increase as well.
Dr. Heisler, what are some of the signs and symptoms we can expect in the Delta variant?
Sure. Well, you know, kind of good news and bad news with the Delta variant and the symptoms. You know, the good news is it's the typical symptoms of the old strain of COVID. So nothing's new. You know, it's going to be cough, fever, feeling tired, you know, all of the tried and true symptoms of COVID that we've been dealing with for the past year. But of course, the bad news is we're dealing with COVID again. So, you know, be on the lookout for those signs and symptoms. Nothing should be new. If you think you've got COVID, it's going to be COVID until it's proven not to be COVID. So quarantine yourself, isolate yourself, go get a test and make sure that it's not.
Dr. Heisler, is there a difference in how the virus will affect the vaccinated versus unvaccinated?
Yeah, it looks like there is. You know, the vaccines were developed to protect you from getting severe disease and from dying. They were not invented to protect you from getting a stuffy nose from COVID. So the vaccines are doing what they're supposed to do. If you're vaccinated, you should not get severe disease. Even if it's the Delta variant, you should not die from the Delta variant because the vaccine is protecting you from that. So we do know that the population that is in the hospital now that is unfortunately dying by a grand scale are those that have not been vaccinated. And moreover, it looks like for those that are vaccinated and do catch the Delta variant, their symptoms are going to be much more milder than those who have been vaccinated. So some good news if you are vaccinated.
Hey, Russell, are the owner operators and plants requiring their direct staff to show proof of vaccination?
Well, what we're seeing at owner operating plant facilities is first just the promotion of the vaccines. There's many campaigns out there highly recommending, strongly encouraging the vaccine. And many of these plants have supported and provided on-site vaccines to better accommodate their direct hires and contractors. As of now, the facilities are following and promoting CDC guidelines. Many of these sites are screening. The screening process continues to be in place. And as you know, there are some exemptions with HIPAA, but medical privacy is always a concern. Although many of these sites have HIPAA-trained individuals capturing and logging vaccination data, most rely on the honor system and are not required. I repeat that, not requiring vaccination cards or proof of vaccines.
What about contractors entering sites? Is proof of vaccination required, or, you know, mask mandates? You must be wearing a mask if you're unvaccinated. Where do we stand now with the contractor access?
Yeah, so very, very similar to the owner facility. You know, before the CDC recent recommendation, unvaccinated employees were required to wear a mask while vaccinated employees were exempt. Now we're seeing mask requirements for both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated in indoor public high transmission areas, such as break rooms, copy rooms, hallways, elevators, and et cetera. Now, outdoor area, on the other hand, specifically in the field, and this relates a lot to contractors, mask mandates are not required, primarily due to the more significant threat of heat-related injury and illness conditions.
Makes total sense. Russell, are you hearing anything about physical identifiers for the vaccinated? I've heard some things about potential like wristbands. You know, help us understand that a little better.
Yeah, so very few facilities have gone to physical identifiers. I think it goes back to that, you know, the interpretation or being more conservative when it comes to HIPAA, although I repeat, there are exemptions within this. But wristbands, definitely out in the field, we're seeing some of those. Stickers on hard hat, badges, pins like I'm wearing that say you've been vaccinated. A lot of this was created and developed to just to identify employees that as an incentive not to have to wear their mask. But we're seeing many other organizations incorporate incentive plans to promote vaccines. They're doing this through lotteries, drawings for vaccinated participants that include monetary gifts. And also one plant facility I heard is if you've been vaccinated, you get an additional day of PTO. So we're seeing all these creative ideas just to help promote industry to get the vaccine and stop the spread.
Thanks, Russell. Hey, Dr. Heiser, in the event of a vaccine mandate, should contractors be preparing their personnel with vaccinations?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think every employer should be, at the very minimum, encouraging their employees, their work force to get the vaccine, because you never know. Your company, your employer tomorrow could say, you know what? All of you employees have got to be vaccinated within the next week. And that can happen at any site as well. I mean, Exxon could come out tomorrow and say, there's not going to be anybody coming through our gates that is not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that very well could be on the horizon, especially as we look to Pfizer and Moderna getting fully FDA approved. You know, it's the right thing to do, whether or not there's a mandate or not. Encourage your workers to get vaccinated.
And I could see, Dr. Heisler, if you're a contractor, you have a project upcoming or a turnaround, or maybe even some emergency work opportunities, and it does take a couple few weeks to get fully vaccinated, I can understand the preparation that a contractor may need to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Heisler, beyond the CDC recommendations, what additional precautions can industry, both owner operators and contractors, take to prevent this virus's spread and keep their people safe?
Sure. You know, the CDC is the guidelines are the best place to start, right? You know, those guidelines are really aimed at reducing the spread, reducing your risk, no matter if you're at work or you're home or you're at a birthday party. So start there, right? The same guidelines that were told on day one a year ago still hold true. Keep your distance from somebody, you know, limit large gatherings, you know, wear a mask if you're not vaccinated. Now the newest recommendations are wear the mask if you are vaccinated. So stick with those. Encourage remote teleconferencing if you don't have to be in person for meetings. Keep washing your hands. You know, those things have not gone away. You know, as the cases decreased over the past 6 months up until this recent time period with the Delta variant, we kind of got a little lax with that, right? The hand washing stations went away, and you know, we thought COVID was gone, but it's not gone. So still stick to those CDC guidelines. But in addition, keep the communication open with your workforce. You know, constantly remind them, hey guys and girls, tell us if you're sick. Tell us if you've been exposed. Don't come to work. Don't come to work sick and then tell us that you're sick. Stay home, call us. We want to know if you're sick before you get to the office. We want to know if you've been exposed to somebody who has COVID-19 before you get to the job site. If you get to the job site and then you tell us, well, then you may have already exposed more of your fellow workers. You know, stay home, keep the communication going, report any signs or symptoms. If you think it's a sinus infection, we still want to know about it because it may not be a sinus infection. You may have COVID. We want to get you tested. We want to know that you're doing okay, but that you're staying home, you're quarantining, and you're not bringing a potential infection to the job site. I think if you do all of those things, you know, you're doing all you can do in addition to recommending the vaccination.
Hey, gentlemen, let's wrap this discussion up as we progress over the coming months and turnaround season in the fall picks up. We can jump back on together and update industry. We're very grateful for both of you jumping on today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
And our audience can visit HASC.com for more information. As always, we are most grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry news, videos, webinars, and podcasts, visit BICMagazine.com. Remember, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICMagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.